What's up, Tony?
Hey Adam, it's good to see you again.
Good to be seen. Thank you for having me.
Wow, and congratulations on season five of The Food That Built America.
I'm going to go knock on every piece of wood I got.
Well, it is an amazing show because you reveal things that, it's all part of history, but man, the stuff I don't know, and I love finding new things out, especially about food. The episode that comes to mind, and I hope people really, really respond to it, is the penny candy episode, because that's just amazing stuff.
I mean, I think that's the thing that's so wild is, saying that food tells a story and there's a story behind every dish. It's become so much of a soundbite and it's become such a precious sentiment that I think people forget that there was a reason why penny candy came out when it did, why it did, made how it was made, that there's a re I feel that there's something about like the truth in what Santayana said, if you don't know where you came from, how can you possibly know where you're going, essentially. And I think that there's this is very much like that. And, we live in a day, especially post-pandemic, where you've seen certain restaurateurs struggle and certain others flourish and new food entrepreneurs emerge. Well, that's exactly what I mean. There are products and there are iterations of foods we know that only existed because of the Depression or the Irish potato famine or World War I or World War II or the baby boom, the price of meat, the absence of meat, and like a potato blight and this, that, and the other. The fact that A, if you're a food entrepreneur or you are into building businesses, owning franchises, you can learn from the masters. And I think what I really applaud History Channel for doing is not making this prosaic. There was no shot of Colonel Harlan Sanders clutching his lapel at the top of a hill. They showed that this was a 60-something-year-old man who had kind of been grinding and grifting his whole life and created this recipe, and people were trying to knock it off and undercut him, and he took a damn shotgun over. And what I'm saying is, or the fact that Dave Thomas, who built Wendy's, was this essentially assistant and marketing genius behind a lot of KFC before he went on to Wendy's. So this season, the idea of understanding how root beer goes from medicinal tonic, the old Southwest, to the greatest thing ever, or lemon lime sodas, how lemon lime soda starts essentially as a whiskey mixer, Mountain Dew, and then it dies out, someone resurrects it with a new iteration. I think that if you are interested in food, cool. If you just want to have cool facts to throw out at a cocktail party, we got you. But I think there's something, I am my background notwithstanding, I am very proud of being an American and being part of this sort of great American story. And I think that's the cool thing about this show and this season in particular is because, it shows like how, whether it's, hardworking immigrants or housewives that suddenly followed their dream, that this is part of a larger story. And the creation of a brand like Harley-Davidson or Ford is no different than the creation of a brand like Kellogg's or Hershey's. And I hope that someone who's watching it becomes the next Taco Bell, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Olive Garden, like in the first episode. So it's a great time.
It is a blueprint for people because, you learn by doing, of course, but you also learn from the masters, as you say, and it gives you an inkling that, this country is still great. It still fulfills dreams of people. As a
I'm living it. I
Shark
am
Tank
living it.
watcher, I see that all the time.
Correct. Correct. And it's funny that there's been like direct correlations from Food That Built America to Shark Tank. We talked about Wally Amos and building Famous Amos. And again, people know him as the sweet man on the package, but don't realize that he put himself in a position where he can't use his name or his face. And You know, and to learn that from a show that approaches it honestly, it's like a profound honor to be part of that. And it's not because I love what he's about, and it's unfortunate, but I also think it becomes this very important sailing, like cautionary tale in many respects, but also it's a bit aspirational. Like, people don't realize Wally Amos discovered Simon and Garfunkel. He got his money to start the first famous Amos store from Helen Reddy, Marvin Gaye, slightly problematic Bill Cosby. But the thing was, he got, so there's these wild interconnected stories. And I think that there's also something, whether it's civic pride or whatever. Well, look, all I'll say is this, whether it's soda or candy or pasta or snack foods, whatever the food you dig the most, we definitely have an episode on it. And I guarantee you, you don't know the whole story behind it. So
yeah.
Look, Sundays 9 History Channel, it starts on the 25th. It's really an hour well spent. I guarantee you that you will come away with a couple facts. You'll like drop the water cooler the next day.
Well, you know, after interviewing you for the last, you know, 10 years or so, you know, in your history, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours, number one, but number two is I enjoy what History Channel does is bring us the truth. You know, they show the warts as well. And
yes.
So, everybody needs to watch the show and everybody needs to take notes is what I say. Adam, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I wish we could talk for longer.
Amen. So do I. Pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Adam. And you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.